would step because of the Yiralef Yomim, and so Afilu Yomim Mori and Lesviras Stiras Zavra. It should continue on. Like true, there's 11 days she could become a Zavra. Let's say she became a Zavra then. So true, the next 7 days she has to count Zainikiyim. But what's going to be after counting 6 days on the seventh, on the sixth day, she sees Dam, that's Seisa. So she has to start counting over again. So that's Emma Dava Sefer. It can continue on and on and on that she always has Tumas Zavra on her. So if you tell me now, Rav Svara, anything that would have Tumas Zavra now when it comes out because of the lady she's Tor, so it's not only Tor the Dam that comes out during the first 18 days, but no matter how long on we go, all that Dam should be Tor as long as the Dam is coming out because of the lady. Talking about the Tanan, the Lord in our Mishnah, and talking about the Ramah Chesed, Tanan, the Lord in our Mishnah, Kami Kishuya, how far back is it possible to have this Ptur of Kishuya of labor pains? How we say the labor pains are still coming because of the Leda. So Remei says, Abroyim Bechemishim Yom. He holds 40 or 50 days. Not more. So Bishleim, the Rav is good according to Rav Mishkachas, he can find it. Kravad of Arava. That he holds that's not only 18 days, but as long as you want, because you could always have a steer if you'd see down, but it's start over again the 7 days, it keeps on going on and on again. So it's good how you could have 50 days, that because of the labor, that any dam you see during those 50 days, you tell, it's very good. But ever the lady, according to the lady's chat, it says no. That even though you see down because of the labor, because of the labor pains, it's only mitaya during the 11 days, and that's all, but not more, it's akasha. How could our Mishnah say, according to Remei, it's 40 or 50 days? That's much more than 11 days. So my answer is, Amalach, Levi, Levi will answer back, it's like this. Mi Ketani Torah Bekulam, as the Mishnah said, that during those 50 days, she's taught no matter what day she sees, what type of dam comes out. No. The pshat is that Bimei Nida Nida. If she sees dam during those 50 days, the time that would make her into a Tami Nida, she does become a Nida. And that is no terror of Leda. But you may see that after the 7 days of Nida's passed by, that then the next 11 days she becomes a Zavah. During those 11 days, that's what the Mishnah means to say Torah. So Yitor, during those 50 days that she had her labor pains, any time you saw them during the time that you could become a Zavah, you'd be Tor, according to Levi. But Enechnami, if you'd see them during the time you could become a Nida, you would become a Nida. Now, Lishnachrina, another way to learn the Pshat and Machlokes between Rav and Levi is like this. Lishnachrina, Amr says this. Amr Rebbe Levi says, Ein havlad mitayer el yorim haruyim liyos ben zava. Kedela. That Levi says even the bigger Kiddush. During those 11 days, only if you see Dam 3 days in a row, that Dam should have brought you to be a zava kedela, now that you see it because of labor, because of labor pains, you're told. But let's say you'd see only 1 day Dam, you would be Tami that 1 day. As of the Katani, you would be, even because of Leda. My time, what's the reason of Levi? Dama Yomim Rabim, see, the Pasuk says Dama Yomim Rabim. Meaning to say, only if you see 3 days in a row, then the Leda is Matayarit. If you only see 1 day during the 11 days, you're not going to be Tami that day. Shemeres Shem Kenegad Yom, that 1 day as of the Katani, you would be Tami. Abishol Mishmei the Rav Oma, Abishol is the name of Rav, that know that Afilu Yom Marie Leaves them Zavah Katana also, it's only during those 11 days. But even if she only sees once during those 11 days, and she has labor pains then, she'll be Tor. My time, what's the reason according to Abishol Mishmei the Rav? Yemei, Vechol Yemei, Hosam Tziv, it says over there, Mashma Kol Yemei, Mashma, all the days that she's fit to become a Zavah, all those 11 days, any dam she sees then, should be Torah from. Since in the middle of labor pains, because of the vlad, the Torah says it's Torah. So that's the machlokes between Levi and Rav. Both hold Yoni Torah during those 11 days, and the machlokes says, if you see a Zavah Katana, would you become Tomei during those 11 days? Now the more the question according to both of them, so to Kasha and our Mishnah. Tanan says, my Mishnah, Kamu Kishuyam. How long could you have labor pains to say the dam you see them is tall? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir says, Afinu aboy lechemishim yom, even 40 or 50 days. So, chur kash le tavar, is kash according to both of them. According to this Lishna, both of them agree, Yoni Torah during the 11 days, that you could become a Zavah. But not more than 11 days. And here the Mishnah says you could become Torah for 50 days before you have the labor, if you had labor pains all those 50 days. So Gemara says, no, Mikatana, as the Mishnah say, Torah Bakula means all 50 days that you torn, no matter what dam you see. No, it could be like this. Kosher sub, you may need dos and either. If you have labor pains during the time, you could become a nida, and you see dam, then you would become a nida. Only if you may zivosa, but the next 11 days after the nidus, then tahir, that's all. So every cycle of 11 days, you'll be tor if you have labor pains and see dam. Then echnami, after that, after the 11 days, the next time you see dam, you become a nida, even though it's during these 50 days, you would become aptumas nida on you. The Gemara says, tani one of this. Tanya Hoyer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir used to say, Yesh Mekashe Kuf Nun Yom. It's possible for a lady to have labor pains for 150 days, and V'ein Ziv Olam Hem, for 150 days she'll be tor because of these labor pains. She will not have Tuma Ziva during these 150 days. How do you have it? Either Mishnah says that labor pains is only 50 days before the Leda. So how could you have even 150 days to be tor from Ziva? So my answer is Kaitha, what's the case like this? Shnayim v'loyes. Let's say first she saw the last 2 days of the Yud Aleph Yemen. She saw the 10th day and the 11th day. So that's it, she does not become a Zav G'dayah, because she didn't see 3 days in a row in those Yud Aleph Yemen, without giving birth, without any labor pains. And then she saw down the 3rd day, which is the beginning of the Nida cycle. So she's telling now for Shiva Nida, 7 days, the next 7 days, she's telling me as Nida, not as Zava. So that's 9 days so far, even though she saw down, she's not a Zava. Now after the Nidus, then it starts again the Yud Aleph Yemen, Ushnayim Shalachad Hanida, Shalachad Nida. She only saw the number 1 and number 2 days. She did not become a Zava because she didn't see 3 days. Now, V'chamishim Shevlad Metayr. Now she has labor pains now, and it's 50 days before she's going to give birth. So those 50 days she's tor al Zava, because those 50 days the dam is coming Machmas Avlad. V'chamishim Shevlad Metayr. Now, Ushmoinim Shanakeva. Let's say what happened was she gave birth. And after she gave birth, if she was tummy for 14 days after labor from a nekeva, and then she went to the mikveh, she lived with her husband, and she became pregnant then. So now the next 66 days that she made tayyah, so she's tayyah anyway. So that's called the shemayim shenekeva. The next 80 days she's tayyah because it has tumas, it's called dam tayyah. Then after the 80 days, the shiva nidu, when the first time she sees them, she becomes a nidu again. And then even after the nidus, the next 2 days, shnayim shalachar hanidu. So that's how you have 150 days. Since you could have 150 days, and she could see dam straight, and she will not have a tumas zava on her. Omrila, they said back, in came of so, yesh makasha ko yamiha, for yein zivay lebem, and so go on to say that, go on the rest of your life. Like, why only 150 days? It could be again, she became pregnant again, and she had an eiful again and again. Omrila, they said back to him, what's in your mind? We shouldn't follow, like we say, no, after every day she could have a nafal, and then she could have a struggle again. So there it says, a kishul in the fallen. No, if the end she only gives birth to a nafal, but not a vlad shakayama, that's not a ptur, then we say she would become a zava. There's din that lochrus of a dam comes because of the lady that she's tor, that's only if it's a lady from the ben shakayama. There's not a ben shakayama in a chnami, a kishul in the fallen. Tell me about a word like this. Yesh roya meya yom, a person could see, a lady could see 100 days straight. For yom ziv olam hem, and she won't have to mazavu on her. Kate said, what's the case? Again, shnayim b'loyes, the last 2 days of the 11 days of that cycle, she saw down, so she does not become a zav gedela, because she only saw 2 days, not 3 days. Then v'shiva nida, the next 7 days she's tamei as the nida, so it's 9 days. Then next cycle of yud aleph, shnayim shalechon ha'achar nida. That's for kids, so 11 days that she doesn't become a Zava yet. Now with Shemayim Shanakeva, now what happened was, now she started to have labor pains again before, then she gave birth to a Nekeva. And for the next 80 days she doesn't become a Zava. And then with Shiva Nida, after the 80 days, then she becomes a Nida. With Shnayim Shalachar Nida, then twice after the Nida, 2 times she sees then. So that's 100 days that she does not become a Zava. So Moshe says, my kumash, what are you teaching me over here? Lafuke remandiyoma yevshav srichas akeva bleidam. That we tell them we do not hold like the mandiyoma, it says, it's impossible to have dam, to have a physical skeva without dam. Kumash will know this kind of holds, that the yevshav srichas akeva bleidam, it's possible that the keva, the womb opens up, and no dam comes up, comes out. Because if you're going to tell me now, that bishas leida, when the womb opens up, some dam has to come out, so that dam, Rashi says, comes out before the vlad. But that's a mitzvah. If you hold, when any time you open up the kever, the womb, dam has to come out, so that dam, the pshat, is the dam is there already. It's not called kavi machmas, the vlad. The vlad is only making the womb open up. Once the womb opens up, the dam comes out by itself. So that dam would have been dam to metam alzova. So here the case was, before she gave birth, she saw 2 days in the yilaf yamim. Then the third day she gave birth. So if you're going to tell me that Bishah she gives birth, right before she gives birth, when the psichas akeva, when the womb opens up, dam comes out then, so that dam is not because of the vlad, that dam is coming out by itself. So she should have been have a tumah zava. So that's the kavashkva, no, that's possible to say that no dam came out just because of the opening of the psichas akeva. So therefore, only the dam came out because of the leida. That the Torah says is Torah. That's the chiddush. She could have 100 days straight that she sees dam, and she would not become haftumas zavar ana. Then the next man, the Yom Nishna says, if you do aimer daya l'chiddush, that you only have these labor pains for a month before you give birth, that if you see dam during that month, that's Torah from ziva. Time will honor this. Rabbi Yudi says, Mishum Rabbi Tafrim of Tafrim, that daya chadosha. It's enough to have 1 month, that's it, 1 month of labor pains before you give birth is metar you from ziva during that month. And if you just say like this, yesh bedov al-hokal al-hachmir, it's possible to look at this to be a mekel and also to be a chumra. Rashi says it means pomim shema metar iklum, sometimes not metar anything, and pomim shu metar chodesh v'yamecha, sometimes metar a month and 1 day. What does that mean to say keitzat? Mora says, let's say the last 2 days of the 8th month of her pregnancy, she had labor pains then. So it doesn't help that labor pains. Then the third time she saw was the first day of the 9th month with labor pains. So, and even a bigger Kiddush. Even if she gave birth, taka at the beginning of the 9th month, she gave birth, taka what if she saw? Still, Harez Yiledes Bezaiv. This is called the case that she is called Yiledes Bezaiv. Shlev Tumazova. And what's the pshat? Even though the third day that she saw it was Machmas the Vlad, so why talk is she Yiledes Bezaiv? So Rashi says, Hoyo Veroiv Ziva Vishmini, like the most of the three, 2 out of the 3 days, was in the 8th month. Shena Vlad Metayer. And the 8th month, the Vlad is not Metayer. We put the third day after the first 2 days. So therefore, she's called Yiledes Bezaiv. And as Mor says, though, Abba, what's going to be though? Kosher so yom echod Bezaiv Shmini. The last day of the 8th month, she started to have her labor pains. Ushtayim betchilas chi. Then the next 2 times she saw him. The second, the third time was the first 2 days of the 9th month. In this case, should be Tor. And the afilo b'sayv she yod, even though she first gave birth at the end of the 9th month, still ain't Yiledes Bezaiv. This is not called Yiledes Bezaiv. Because again, the 2 out of the 3 riyas were during the 9th month. And that's a beauty shita that during the 9th month, if she sees because of labor pains, that's called machmas leida, that it's tor. Oh, maravada maravo, shema minif mir, we have a proof that sub rabbi holds. Shipurei Goyrim, it's like the 9th month, that month is what causes the dam to come because of the leida that she's tore. Rashi is the lashon of Shipurei means the shofar she'token by Bezdin b'kiddush ha'chodesh. Bezdin blows the shofar b'kiddush ha'chodesh. So that 9th month is what causes them, they're called the dam, is called machmas leida. For the man, it's not that way. So far we're saying now, even though she gives birth the second day of the month, she could give birth the second day of the 9th month. It's given birth during the 9th month. It doesn't have to be a complete month. It could be Lumukotoyim. But any is not that way. For Amma Shmuel, Shmuel says, Einishim Mesaberes V'yiledes Elo Masayim V'shivim V'yechajim. That the pregnancy has to take 271 days, which is exactly 9 full months, or else from the time that she had Bia. or else Ola Masai Vishiv Mishnaim 172 days, the Rashi says, from the Bia. Because it could be the first day of the Bia when the Zera went in, it wasn't Niklat, she didn't become pregnant the first day. Only the second day when the Zera was in the body, she became pregnant. Or else Oi Ola Masai Vishiv Mishnaim could be 273 days, because it could be she first became pregnant on the third day. So you see a korban that she only gives birth after 9 complete months, not l'mekatoyim. So Moshe says, "Who the yom lekechasidim roshonim machnayim?" This last brisa calls according to chasidim roshonim that they talk calls when you give birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months. Tetani would learn like this: Chasidim roshonim, the first day of the chasidim, where hoyu mishamshim mitoisteim ela bevi b'shabbos, they would only live with their wives from revi, from Wednesday on to the end of the week. But not Yom Rishon, not Yom Sheni, not Yom Shlishi. Why? Shalai Yavoyu Nishas.